What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the All Days Off podcast with Alex Aronson and my co-host.
I thought you were going to introduce yourself.
Well, you seemed like you were going to say my name. I was like, did he forget my name? We've been doing this for over a year. We're also with the very lovely Slater Harrison. Slater, what is going on? Our very good friend of the pod.
Oh, I'm a very good friend.
Ooh, very good. How you doing?
I'm good. Chilling. Yeah.
Hell yeah. She's actually the godmother of this podcast.
Yeah, this podcast may not exist if it weren't for Slater Harrison.
I know.
I met Slater at college.
Yeah,
and
you guys...
I met Alex at one of Slater's comedy shows that she produces.
And the comedy scene was never the same again.
Yep, now we're fucking tearing it up. We're here, we're having a good time.
Yep.
Welcome to Brooklyn. Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm happy that I introduced you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you created greatness.
I know.
She's also secretly bitter that we're super tight
I'm
now.
Like, and like, so happy. Fucking great.
So glad for your blossoming friendship and comedy
you
career.
You honestly are better friends than any of me and my longtime friends. So it's,
wow.
Yeah.
We're really not. We put on this like facade that we are, but it's like it's all bullshit.
No, so wait, seriously, you've been faking this whole
I'm really good at acting.
It's been a year. He's down to fake now.
Yeah,
I don't get
TV credits. I just act really good about being Alex's friend.
Not only are you the godmother, but you're the first female on the podcast. I'm really nervous.
I'm nervous too,
and I also hate that you're calling me a mother.
Godmother.
Yeah, but that's...
Grandmother.
No, that's worse.
Great-grandmother. Really old lady.
Didn't you always want to be a grandmother?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. At 28 or whatever
I don't
are.
Want kids, but I want my, like... imaginary kids to have kids so I can
yeah right you yeah. want so like,
if not I could just be your godmother forever and that would be fine.
That'd be sick, right?
Yeah.
It would also suck for both your kids to be comics.
That'd be brutal. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not very rewarding.
Oh, hope my kid never does this.
They're set up for failure.
I know. Well, I was thinking because you guys kind of you don't want the responsibility of a kid, but like, you know, I was thinking about this. We might have spoke about this on the pod. I think the perfect pet would be a 3-year-old kid.
Really?
Just that like someone who could.
We definitely have not spoken about this.
Have we not?
No.
Someone like
please
in
elaborate.
My dreams.
Because like they could kind of talk, you know, they could walk a little bit. You got to feed them and stuff. They're not like, you know, they're not still in diapers. They're not shitting
they
everywhere.
They still need food.
They're just really cute, running around and being a little like reckless, like 3-year-olds.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah, I think that's the best pet to have.
I hate all 3-year-olds.
I was with my 1.5-year-old niece yesterday, or almost 2.
How sick was that?
Well, it's pretty sick because none of her behavior
wasted.
Is my responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I drank a lot of rosé, and I got to like hold her for a minute.
I gave her her first drink in
yeah.
a sippy cup. She got wasted. We bonded really quick.
Hell yeah.
I don't spend as much time with her as everybody else in my family does because, you know, I'm just like a grinding comedian, you know?
Of course.
So like, she doesn't like me as much, but I'm just like, just wait until you have a sense of humor. And then tell me who your favorite's going to be.
Every time I meet her, she likes me.
Yeah.
Wait, you met her?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You guys, sorry, a year in, you're
yeah.
really...
Oh, wait, we
you
never...
met the families, you met each other's parents,
we're really
nieces.
Close.
That's cute.
Yeah, well, I recorded
in
his...
I didn't even know
he
had a niece.
Yeah, he has a niece. We
record... Oh, wait, actually, I did.
Yeah, that's not true.
You had a picture of her on your shoulder.
It's like 90% like, of the pictures that I post on Instagram. It's like, are you a comedian or a dad? I'm not really sure which one you are.
Nothing's more being comedian than being an uncle, right?
I mean,
uncle
100%.
Is like the most comedian thing you could do.
Is it?
Wait until she gets to the age of like, which one of you could roll
like
a joint?
Not a dad, but just the uncle.
That's, yeah, I guess.
Right?
You could be the cool uncle. Is that what you're aiming for?
I'm the only uncle.
Oh,
advantage.
So you yeah. set the bar really yeah. high.
It's me and two aunts.
Out of all of them,
two
he's
aunts
the
together,
coolest.
Like lesbians? Or?
No, my sister is not a lesbian.
I haven't met your family, so... Yeah. Sorry, I'm not fucking Yasko. I put in more than a year, and I didn't
Yasko
mean
knows
shit.
My mom, my dad, my niece, my dog. You became very tight with the Aronsons.
Yeah.
And I didn't meet any of your family. I met your little brother.
Very welcoming family.
Yasko doesn't have a family.
It's all fake, right?
He's an orphan.
All my dad jokes. That's why all my jokes are about my mom and my dad. It's because they're not real.
Nothing exists.
You're actually talking about my mom and dad when you tell those jokes.
Yeah. Now he has an example to go by.
But Slater, welcome to the pod. Slater is a comedian, making her return after a year, much like Bill Cosby, trying to get back on the scene now that
I'm
she is
finally
released.
Free. Jail was chill. I learned how to shank people.
Nice.
The correct way.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
won't divulge on that information.
Okay,
right
never
now.
Mind.
Yeah.
What got you arrested.
We'll keep you
in
closely.
My prison cellmates would not be happy with me if I gave that secret up. So
for sure. What are their names, though?
Oh God, I'm not a snitch.
Yeah, of course.
I'll go back there.
Yeah, I know. I feel you.
Was that real Cosby? Like his agent sent out a thing. Yo, you want me to like perform with the Cellar, bro?
Yeah,
like,
I saw that.
Like a real thing.
I saw that. I didn't read into it because you know, just read headlines. Don't read the story. That's who I am. And
that's why you're so knowledgeable.
Yeah, that's why I know everything.
Just
but I'm just like scrolling through stuff and I see Bill Cosby not allowed at Famous Comedy Club. And I look and I see it's the Cellar. I'm like, really?
Neither am I.
Yeah. Wow, we have so much in common. Fuck.
Yeah. He could do it. You just make a spin on it, like the prison Cellar. He could do that.
Why did he think he had a chance?
Do you think he believes that he's been innocent this whole time? You think that he believes he did nothing wrong?
That's not. Maybe he's trying to air out his grievances, and this whole thing's been an extremely elaborate setup. But it's not.
This was actually all planned 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's all going according to plan now.
Yeah.
Honestly, if it got me into the Cellar, fuck it.
Now he's like, I just got to get Britney out. And the world will be right.
Oh my goodness. How was your weekend?
My weekend? Like I said, I spent time with my niece. Here, crazy thing.
Really bringing up your niece a lot. What's
her
name?
We were talking a lot about I don't want to put a baby's name out on this podcast. I don't know why.
Cellmates, babies, those names are out.
It just doesn't seem appropriate.
Okay, fine.
But so it was my sister's birthday. I went out to Connecticut to see my family. And my brother just bought a house.
Okay.
Like right after I bought this apartment, and I was like showing off to my family, 2-bed, 2-bath, like real nice, like whatever. My brother's like, yeah, I just bought like a
$2 million
house, like 8 million square feet. I was like, yeah, but washer dryer like what's good. But that house flooded, like crazy flooded during the rain. They can't even live there right now. And his wife went down to the basement to try and like recover a bunch of stuff and got electrocuted because the water was like charged. If that was like my wife that just happened to me, I just failed you as a husband. I sent you down into the basement to save a painting, and that's how you die. That's how you die.
Wait, she went down to save a painting? Is that real life?
Well, like not just paintings, but like other valuable stuff.
Just the Mona Lisa that we stole. Yeah. Everything else is fine.
No, they bought it.
Okay.
Oh. No, they had valuable stuff down there, and she went down there, and like, I guess
why
the water
was
charged.
Why did he make her go?
I don't think it was a made her. She was just like,
look, I hate my life. We're going to go downstairs and take my chances.
Yeah.
She probably didn't know, and he probably didn't know that she was going down, and she was probably just like, I need this
portrait. I need this really important portrait that I forgot painting. The name of.
I need this pointing.
The only thing that I got from that story is that I am so dry right now in your apartment.
Yeah, I'm never buying a house.
Yeah.
That's exactly. I was like, because they are also just moved into this house like 2 months ago. And my brother was telling me, he was like, it wasn't just like flooding. The water was just rushing into the house.
Like
there was
Titanic?
It was like literally like Titanic.
Are their names Jack and Rose?
Jack and Rose. Crazy.
And then the baby, still unnamed.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I will get that baby's name.
The baby's name. So yeah, my ultimate takeaway was like, yeah, Brooklyn forever. Until they raise my rent up, and then I'll be the fuck out of here.
That was how your weekend went.
That was like my big takeaway from the week. I mean, yeah. Our weekends have been just like, it's just drinking every night. New York really is a party right now. It's coming
crazy.
Out party
no.
for New York.
It's good.
I don't even remember my weekend. I got nervous when you asked him. I was like, fuck, what do I do?
Saturday, I blacked out really bad. I was like inebriated. I was like fully gone. But the weird thing is, I asked my friends, I was already getting insane anxiety about it. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, what'd I do? What'd I say?
Pre-blackout?
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, after.
No, post. Like post-blackout.
I get
pre. Like a couple hours after.
Like, what am I going to do? I won't know.
I never get the pre, because like, I never go into the night expecting to blackout. It's never my intent.
I don't ever intend to.
You just always know it's going to happen.
I don't go out like, can't wait to blackout tonight. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, I probably will blackout tonight. Let me eat some oatmeal.
So you're sober, eating dinner, and you're already getting anxiety. You're premeditating the shitty
Not
things
anxiety,
that you do.
Anxiety, just like the pre-blackout jitters.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. Interesting. See, guys, I mean, I don't know if this is a girl thing or not, because, you know, it's the first girl on the pod.
This is the first girl I've spoken to.
Tread lightly.
So like, I can't even look at her. She's too close. Get her away.
We're just hyped to go out. And then after we get the anxiety. So like, I had so much anxiety. Like, what did I do? What did I say? And my friends were like, you were just blackout. You didn't really do anything. And I was like, wow, good for me. Like, that's like so not like me.
You know what? I would be disappointed in that. Like,
I'm
going to not remember something, I want to do something crazy that my sober self would never do.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you go blackouts later. keep on rocking.
But nothing like embarrass you, right? Like I no. feel like for me it's gotten to the point where like I'm just so experienced at blacking out that I've no better now that I know
black I'm out black belt.
I, yeah, I'm a black that's a good blackout blackout. Wow. Okay, I like that. Name of the pod.
Finally
name
we got an episode title. Scratch that's why you're here.
Blackout black yeah. belt. That's the name of the epi. Yeah, I just feel like I'm getting so I'm blacking out way too frequently now that I just know better when I'm blackout to not do any of the ridiculous stuff.
Really? So yeah. You just go on autopilot and you're like, I'm gonna land this safely.
I guess so. I was landing
in the Hudson.
That's a skill I really wish I had. Yeah. Oh. We're landing in the Hudson, everybody's dying.
And I'm not gonna pull a Sully. Like everyone's dead.
It's because you guys don't black out enough.
No, I black out too much.
Yeah, that's what people who don't black out enough say. No. You black out enough when you're just like getting your shit together. I paid my taxes. No. I was so blackout.
I do too, but late.
Damn, she didn't get your joke.
Yeah, whatever.
Damn. I'm so sorry.
I guess you can't tell it on stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but I wish I had that skill. There's never been a blackout for me that didn't end in something that someone told me, like, yeah, you did this. I'm like, well, I'm not proud of that.
Yeah. That's what I was expecting. I was asking all of my friends, like, oh my God, what did I do? What did I say?
You fired off some texts.
I did a little wreak a little havoc on Snapchat DM, but that never exists, right?
Oh yeah, no, that never disappears. Exists. It's just disappears. Like all your memories. It's perfect.
I sent some. I did send some. Probably I don't remember what I sent, but probably some out of pocket stuff to somebody. And then I opened a Snap DM, and it said, "No worries, LOL." So clearly what I said was bad, and then I apologized for it, and then she responded saying, like, no worries, LOL.
No worries, let's laugh about it.
Yeah.
I'm no worries, LOL.
It was probably
You're
horrible.
You're not worried about
no
it.
No worries, LOL. Sounds
I'm
really
worried.
Bad.
I'm fucking yeah, worried.
I'm worried.
And LOL is never a comforting response to get.
Like, if it was ha ha ha, no worries, that's different. No worries, LOL is like...
Mad words.
LOL.
But like, she's like, sheesh, but like, let's just like,
oh, never
speak
too.
To
a
girl.
You tack that on the end of something.
You're just drunk DMing dudes.
Dudes, yeah.
That's what I would do black upping. I'm not proud of that. Yeah. I'm not proud of that one.
Nobody.
He is
safe.
A girlfriend. I'm not proud of that one.
Yeah. It was just like, it did, like, I was, it just like fucked up my whole like vibe, my weekend. Like, I
really?
Came late here. Well, it was Saturday night, so like, whatever.
So you feel the guilt after, and you like,
a little bit. I thought
revenge?
I'd be more
you
guilty.
You don't feel guilt after a blackout?
No.
Really?
Because it wasn't me.
This girl does not black out. This girl does not black out.
Not only do I feel guilt after a night of drinking where I don't black out, I still assume that I did something that rubbed someone the wrong way.
That's where
like
you're fucking up.
Yeah.
You just gotta not care because that wasn't you. You know, that was Patricia. That was,
yeah, but
it sure looked like me.
That was somebody else.
Is that your alias, Patricia?
No.
You definitely have a name for your alias.
I have
Slater
so many
is
names.
Your alias.
No, Patricia, you never saw a split with James McAvoy and all that shit? And he's like he's like this.
Oh yeah. I didn't know the name of the actor.
And he's
yeah,
always
yeah,
like that
movie.
Wasn't me. That was Patricia.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Cat's out of the bag. God damn it.
I thought that was the name of your alias.
No, I would not name my alias Patricia. Yeah. She's way too sick to have a name that innocent.
Yeah.
She would probably be like fucking. I don't know.
Just burp out.
Literally, the first name that came.
Just burp.
The first name that came to me was Esmeralda, and I was like, "That is not."
Yeah, but that can't be the name.
She's a godmother. God damn it!
Like, I feel like your blackout name can't be like Esmeralda. No, it's got to be like
way too fancy.
It's got to be like it's got to be something like slut. Like, you know,
like
just
butch.
Like, butch.
Tramp.
Is that what you be? Oh, is that
I don't
what
know. Apparently,
start
I'm
spit
a dude.
Dip and stuff.
Yeah.
Some hillbilly guy.
Well, it's funny. Bring up nicknames. I feel like my blackout nickname. I got a nickname that was a derivative of the way I acted when I was blackout. You know
really?
What I mean? Like,
I've never got one.
My nickname was Ronnie, and anytime I got really drunk, it was like, Ronnie, you were really Ronnie last night.
Wow.
So how did, like, your Slater, well, not your legal name.
No, not my legal name.
When did it came out because you were, like, chill?
Yeah, it was super cool.
It was between Slater and Esmeralda. We weren't sure what to call
it. And I was like, I don't know, it's a toss-up, just pick. No, it was in college, because I was always dazed and confused. And I was like, what?
Which is
and
awesome.
And then,
me and Slater are friends from Buffalo, by the way.
Yeah.
College
Footnote.
Friends, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Important question, what was Yasko's, like, rep in college? Because you guys were, like, friendly, right? You had, like, similar group of friends.
We were friendly.
We are 2 years. We are. are 2 years apart, but we were
friendly. Hanging out with the older chicks. What a fucking stud, dude.
Just a fucking man.
Hanging out with godmothers, grandmothers, whatever he could get out there.
Yeah.
No, Yasko is literally exactly how he is now. Just a little pussy that blacks out and cries about it.
It doesn't do anything exciting.
He's like, I don't know, I blacked out on Saturday. I can't see you until Wednesday.
Yeah.
I blacked out. I said, what'd you do? I just stood there.
All my friends said nothing happened, but I know something did deep
My
down.
Friends call me Becky when I get blackout.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys all have fucking blackout names.
No, it's just like because I act like a chick probably, so.
Okay, well, cool, because I'm Butch.
So you start crying?
So you act like a dude.
So you start crying?
Hysterically, hysterically crying.
Calling your boyfriend?
Yeah, calling my boyfriend. Aww. But I've just been a rat. Like, I came late here, and
Is that the first one recorded?
It's going to keep going. Hell we'll just have a count at the bottom. Yeah.
Like, that was Slater, by the way. That was the female. That was
that
the female
was
on the episode.
I'll admit it. It wasn't Patricia. It wasn't Esmeralda. It was fucking me.
That was totally Butch.
He says hi.
Yeah. I lost my wallet. I literally could not find my wallet, and that's why I left a little late. And I was just like, "Where the fuck is it?" I checked all. I put my pants pockets. I checked everywhere, and then I was like, "You know where it was? It was in the fridge.
It was in the fucked up
fridge. It was in the fridge. No, I wasn't even fucked up. It was this morning. I was like, I picked up eggs. I got my stuff, and then I guess when I was putting my eggs in, I put my wallet
in the
fridge.
I got my stuff to make the eggs.
Dude, I hate to tell you this, but like that's the first thing my grandma did when we figured out she has Alzheimer's.
Wallet in fridge?
Yeah.
Wallet in the fridge.
It wasn't even her wallet. She took it. It was somebody else's.
Really?
No,
it was just fucking Yasko's.
Look, I'm just freezing my assets, you know?
You're chilling them.
I got
You're freezing them.
I know.
It was a rough morning, though. Like, I tried, you know. This morning, I woke up. It was a solid Monday. This morning, I woke up. I opened the door, and then it was 9 in the morning, and I see a chocolate peanut butter milkshake in front of my door. I ordered it at 11:30, passed out before it came, and then it came to my door. And I started my Monday morning, my whole work week off, with a chocolate peanut butter milkshake just sitting in front of my door.
I've done that before. I ordered a pie of pizza and just like totally forgot. And then the next morning, like, opened my door, there's a pizza there.
I ordered, so I was at a bachelor party a couple of weekends ago. And I ordered DoorDash like a fuck ton of Wendy's, like a $40 order.
Alone
of
or
Wendy's,
someone else? With
which
other
is a
people?
Lot. I was with a bachelorette party.
Oh, okay.
I think. I don't know. Butch was out to play. But we ordered this huge fucking thing. It was like 40 something bucks. And I'm like, God, it's going to be here in like 30. This is amazing. I'm like tracking it. And it literally. We were in Rhode Island, and I had the Brooklyn address in still.
Oh,
and then
I
the guy
that.
Kept calling and calling. I'm like, where the fuck are you? It's like 3:30 in the morning, and I'm just like, I'm outside. He's like, no, you're not. I'm like, I don't see you. Like, it was.
I don't see you.
Like, well, I'm leaving it at the door. I'm like, cool. Like, got into an altercation. He sends a picture, and he's like, this is it in case you were looking for it. I'm like, I am. And then it's literally a picture outside of the door of my apartment building here. And I was like, oh, fuck. But some homeless person probably had the best night of their fucking life.
Yeah.
Like, they were like,
spicy chicken.
Like, I got food for the family. You're welcome, sir.
I've done that before. That sucks.
Yo, I did something similar, but not
nothing
drunk at
nowhere
all.
Near Rhode Island. Level
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Like, I was like literally other, I was, states away.
Yeah,
like,
I was
where
other,
the fuck are you?
I was across the city bad. And then he ended up delivering it. But
he did?
Yeah, I felt
what
bad.
What a G. Did you tip him?
Yeah, of course.
$2?
$1.50.
The school okay. standard.
That's reasonable.
Just kidding. Tip $400, guys, okay?
I just...
With what?
I'm like,
20-25%. Whatever that is.
Okay.
Oh, for the seamless drivers, whatever the least amount is. But like when you're out.
Yeah. I hate when they automatically like bump it up to like the third tier tip. And I'm like, he hasn't even delivered
well,
it yet.
They still won't bring it up the fucking stairs. I don't know if this is a COVID thing or if it's
a
walk up thing.
They don't for me.
They
I
do
gave
for me.
The guy,
you have an elevator. But
I
what about during COVID?
I don't remember.
He's like, yeah, we've fucking
in my old in my old apartment, like in the beginning of COVID, like last July or whatever. They would not. I'd have to go down and get it. But this one, they just
first world problems. Yeah. I had to go down 3 fucking floors to get my goddamn fast food.
One guy was like, meet me halfway. I was like, deal.
Right at the borderline?
Yeah.
The funny thing is I tried so hard to stay up. I'm like, it's coming. Just stay up. It's coming. Just stay up. And then I wake up. I wake up. I completely forget about it.
What? Blackout Bruce.
No, it's Butch, it's I thought. Butch.
Yeah, you're right. Whatever, there's multiple.
Butch, Bruce, Esmeralda. Whatever. No, Esmeralda can't be a thing. Esmeralda. You're not Esmeralda.
No, she's a saint.
I decline your blackout.
I don't even
Esmeralda.
Want you to approve
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, you can't be.
We'll figure it out.
Slater yeah. already sounds like someone who gets blackout.
I'll black out right now. I'm not going to remember any of this.
Which, by the way, it is Monday evening, and it is fucking, it's already like 10:15 on a Monday, and yeah, we are drinking right now.
We are. We are, which is
kudos to everybody
we're
here.
Alcoholics, mm-hmm. I yeah. think.
Realistically, if we Add were doing shows, we'd be drinking anyway.
I don't know. This has like finally been the no. We were talking about how like crazy. New York
what's
City's
your
been
What's
night.
Your day? You're on day five of drinking in a row.
I mean, it's Monday.
Oh, in a row, Jesus!
I gotta yeah. go backwards now. Sunday, Saturday, Friday. I don't even remember what I did Thursday, like one, but probably.
Yeah, like one day without probably. An alcoholic drink. I don't think I've had one of those in.
Oh my god!
Like,
it's acceptable for Corey over here because he's 19.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Oh my god! Wait, I'm probably since Wednesday. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, I think since Wednesday too.
Wow.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I had drinks yesterday because I watched a soccer game, and then what's today? Monday.
Yeah. See, I wasn't gonna drink yesterday because I was hungover.
I know, but and the thing game. Is, like, only two so of those great. Days I was like drinking. Like the rest of them,
I was drinking. What's the difference between I was drinking.
Like two drinks now. Versus like seven or eight
okay,
or nine.
But I'm at the point now where like your liver still has to process it. Doesn't matter how many drinks it was. Your liver still has to work on it. And that's like
I never think about my liver.
Me neither. And I probably should because like I'm that bitch too, is a champ.
I'm way too focused on my lungs to even think about my liver.
Yeah, well, my lungs are healthy.
The thing is, like, I know most people did a lot of drinking during the pandemic. I barely did any.
Yeah, I didn't really?
I barely did any.
Me too.
Aww. I was just, you know, piffing that legal Delta 9 yeah. and that's it. You know?
We're all about the Delta 9 here.
Yeah.
So you were basically
very legal
pregnant
stuff.
For
what? Yeah, I was pregnant. Quarantine. Well, the thing is that I said that before. Like the only way for me to quit weed is if I get pregnant.
And yeah,
like, that's what I'm trying
well,
to do.
Well, we're trying. Hope. We're trying.
The only time I would get drunk. The only time I got drunk during quarantine was FaceTiming with this motherfucker.
Yeah. Wait, there is a screenshot on my phone of us FaceTiming, and
you guys
I have an empty bottle
up.
Pouring
just
into my glass.
Yeah. Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Anytime we hang out, it's blackout central.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, the thing is, I would never
I
be able to just like randomly.
Ronnie and Slater.
Those
Ronald,
are their own podcast.
Ronald and Butch.
Ronnie and Ms. Veraldo. The fuck you
Ronnie and Butch, the pod.
Ronnie and Butch.
That's actually
Ronnie
brilliant.
Was such a terrible name.
R&B,
maybe Butch
baby?
And Ronnie. I think Butch and Ronnie.
Butch and Ronnie.
Butch and Ronnie.
That sounds like a really like
your
weird.
Your name
sounds
Hollywood.
Like a porno.
Yeah,
like,
it sounds like a weird
like,
sitcom.
That's
coming
like you're
out
in
Fox.
The you're in the country.
Sounds like somebody's got that porn stash. Delivering
yeah.
the pizza.
Cowboy hat.
They don't have the
I
money
feel
to
something
pay.
About this.
This spring on Fox, Butch and Ronnie. It's like a
Take
lesbian.
Home, broke back.
Butch and Ronnie.
It's like a lesbian and like a an Italian dude.
Yeah. Or like yeah. somebody who like doesn't have their shit together at all, and someone who does have their shit together.
Yeah,
very
which one
well.
Has their shit together, Butch or Ronnie?
Well, it depends
Ronnie,
on the
Ronnie
episode.
Has their Ronnie has the shit together. Butch does not. Just by
well,
the name.
Fuck you. But true.
Exactly.
Butch is coming out.
Butch, where are you?
Butch is here.
So you were talking about you ordered food to the wrong place. I did something kind of similar, not even drunk. This was the day of my birthday party.
Okay.
A
lot of things happened on
a
your
lot
birthday.
Of things happened on the birthday. So we've already we really
for you for me.
Yeah, a lot of stuff went down.
For
but
oh my
I really wanted a egg sandwich before my birthday, so I ordered it. I thought I ordered it for pickup. So I go to the place and I'm like picking up for Alex. So like they're like Alex what? I'm like Alex Aronson. They're like Alex is it like Alex whatever, like a different I was like, no, it's I was being such a dick to them. I was like, I put it online, Seamus. They're like Grubhub. I'm like Seamus. I was being such a fucking dick and they couldn't find the order. I go to check my Seamus. I never even submitted the order.
You never did submit.
So I just walked out without even saying anything.
I would hate to be a Seamless DoorDash Grubhub worker.
Yeah.
Like I think that would be my worst nightmare. And I would probably eat people's food on the way to deliver it. Because I've never gotten like fucking McDonald's or anything and not ate it on the way home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? mean?
Yeah.
The thing is, they're all bikers. There's not a single one of them driving. They're all biking.
It's a non-starter for me.
I just pictured like a Sons of Anarchy like biker.
No.
Here's food, bitch.
I'll change out. They're all cycling. Cool. They're all
like
cycling.
A gang of Grubhub bikers. Like, look, fucking Seamless crew coming up here.
They're all cycling and they're stealing this e-bike batteries that I need when I want to go places.
Wait, what?
Oh my God. Have you never
clearly you don't listen to the All Days Off podcast.
Yeah. Have you never taken the e-bike?
I don't have time.
Have you never taken an e-bike?
Like a city bike?
City bike, but the electric version.
No, because I did the scooter and I'm haunted for life.
Wait, oh, what? Right. We got to talk about
like
this.
The Revel.
All right. I feel like we've covered the city bike. Can we
story? Can we move to the city scooter?
Are you talking about Revel?
No, I'm talking about
She's talking about an electrified
bird
razor.
With a Y.
Yeah, bird okay. scooter.
Yeah. They definitely make you fly into fucking traffic.
Is it that bullet point over there?
Slater broken arm. That's the bullet point. Yeah.
For this one? No this way. Oh, wow.
Let's get into it.
You see
that?
Read that story. Read that. We already premeditated this shit.
OMGs. Would you look at that? I get southern when I drink. I don't know why. It's fucking weird.
Yeah. What's up? I'm Butch. From Mississippi.
I think it's pre-Butch. I'm
Mississippi
like,
Butch.
Hey, guys. I do that on stage
it's
sometimes.
The Ranchester voice.
Not okay. Ew, no. I'm not from there.
Wait, where are you from? I totally thought Rochester.
Oh, my God. No.
Where?
No offense. To the Roch.
No, don't worry. Full offense should be
to
taken.
To the crotch of New York.
Yeah.
Where am I from? Saratoga, Lake George area.
Okay, so yeah. Rochester.
No.
Can I be honest? Like all anything.
An hour north of Albany.
No, just kidding.
Anything that's upstate New York is all the fucking same to me.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
And that's not even meant to be an insult. It's just like, because I've never been.
I know, and see, except when Ithaca, I was up I there and I heard about Long Island people, I was like, fuck those people.
And look who you're hanging out with. Yeah! Woo, the best Long Island.
We really do that.
And now I'm trapped. Yeah. Free Slater. Free Slater.
Well, that's because you chose Free to Slater. Get into an industry where it's all Jews from Long Island.
I know. Yeah. It's so fucking
yeah,
great.
Crush it.
It's terrible. But yeah, oh, so the arm situation, we want to get into that. You
Let's
want to
get
see
into
scar.
It. Let's see the scar.
You actually have a scar? Yeah,
Jews dig scars.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking
I don't see not as gnarly as I thought.
That was Butch's doing. So yeah. Basically,
I could barely see it.
it's actually, he did a great job. I have to go into surgery again, actually, in September.
Seems to be working fine. Does it click?
To get the metal out.
Is there any like clicking?
How long ago was this? Sorry.
This was October.
Oh, it's recent.
Yeah. I was on vacation during quarantine and I was in California and we didn't have a car obviously out there. So we were just scooting around town. I was like, this is sick. It was like my third day on the scooter. It wasn't anything new. We all had just taken an edible. We're having a great time. We're scooting down. We get to this hill, and I'm like, "Let's fucking go into sport mode," and I did, and it was fine. Everyone else was sport moding, everyone else was doing it. So then I must have hit like a divot or like a pebble or like a crack in the fucking road or something, because the handlebars just randomly went like, and then flew me into, I'm not kidding, like 6 lanes of like LA traffic.
Oh my Jesus!
I rolled down. Yeah, no, it's like. Insane. I'm surprised I'm not dead.
Busy.
It's actually crazier alive.
Busy LA traffic?
Yes. Like.
Was it so busy that the cars weren't moving?
Yeah, so I was fine. Okay, that's cool. Why I survived. But I rolled down. I'm in like a skirt too, so everyone got a show.
See? Yo, check out Butch.
But the best part was at like the bottom of the hill on the left side is like a full Starbucks, like patio. And there's people out there. And I knew it was bad because everyone like got up and was just like, and I was like, no one's laughing. This is bad.
Missy. Okay.
And thank God she didn't fall because she had Miley the dog on her like chest like a fucking baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And shout she was out like, Missy. Yeah, shout out Missy and Miley, like way to live. And wow. So I got up and I think I was just in shock. Because I was like, no, I'm fine. Like, let's
go. The adrenaline, right?
Yeah, I was like, I'm fine. Let's go. Yep. And Missy was like, you are not fine. And then all the Starbucks people were like, you're not fine.
Yeah, yeah, fine.
You're not fine at all. So then she ran into the Starbucks and was like, I need a bag of ice. And like, for the girl who just ate shit? Came out. And I'm like sitting there like on the side of the road just like icing it. And I'm like, guys, really? Like, let's just go to the beach. I don't want to ruin the vacation. Because it was like day 4 in there.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, no. And then I looked down and it was dangle, like swollen. I thought I dislocated my shoulder and then my elbow was just having some weird like echo effect. Yeah. I don't know. So then we like literally hitchhiked to an urgent care, fucking got there, and they were like, look, we can take the x-ray and like we could tell you it's broken, but then you're just going to have to go to the hospital and then pay us for taking the x-ray. So you should just go to the hospital.
Yeah.
So then we Uber to the hospital. I get there. It's like peak COVID. So they're like, you can't have any guests. Like, you got to come in alone. So I just looked at them. I'm like, you guys go. There's a brewery down the street. And they're like,
of course.
We're going to get wasted and pray for you. I went inside, and then that was when the edible that I took kicked in.
Well, that's the perfect time, no?
And
yes.
I totally forgot, and I'm, like, sitting there, and I'm, like, watching, like, all these, like, old people in wheelchairs, and, like,
I can't breathe.
Actual, like, sick people, like, dying, and I'm just like, oh, God. And then I'm, like, looking at my arm, like, oh, God. Like, and then this guy came over, and he's, like, this guy, doctor, came over.
No, fuck that.
And he's, like, dude.
Some random dude. That's not put a
some
pedestal.
Some dude off the street who had a degree was, like, hey, do you want me to, like, get a sling? I'm, like, yeah, sure. For this arm, right?
I like to sling.
Yeah,
wait, what?
Let's fucking, you have sling? Sick. So yeah, then he wrapped me up and put, like, I was there for like 8 hours, and within those 8 hours though, it was so trippy, not because I was like high as fuck, but because I was on the Ryan shift, which apparently every nurse, doctor, whatever, like there's 7 Ryans that work there. Like guys, girls. I'm like, what the fuck? So like I think I'm like just tripping balls because like this big black dude comes over, he's like, I'm Ryan, get in the wheelchair. He brings me in. The fucking dude taking the x-ray, he's like, hi, I'm Ryan, I'm gonna take your x-ray. I'm like, you guys are fucking with me.
Like, no, I'm Ryan.
You knew I had a brownie, like what? And then I came out, and then the like actual doctor who like told me like I broke my leprechaun. He was like,
what?
Yeah, I was like, what is
she
that?
Broke her leprechaun.
Yeah, literally, I was like, what'd you say?
You knew that bone. You should have been
yeah,
a doctor.
Yeah, you're a leprechaun.
You should have been a doctor.
You break
he was
your leprechaun.
Like, yeah, your leprechaun is fractured. And I was like, like it sounds like a bird from the Galapagos. You know? I'm like, leprechaun. What's in a leprechaun? What's in there? I'm like, my elbow. Like, speak to me, Ryan. And he was like, yeah, you're fucked, basically.
You're basically
and they're like,
fucked.
We're going to wrap this up in an ace bandage. Not going to give you any painkillers because you're from New York. And we're going to send you on your way. And when you do get back to New York, go see a doctor immediately. I was like, sick.
All they did was give you an ace bandage?
Yeah.
And that's they said, great. Stop after, riding those stupid fucking
like,
scooters.
Hold on. I need to chime in here. Were you in pain or no?
I was definitely in pain.
So it wasn't immediate because that's what happens when you break something. Like you're just like and then
you're
like and then like an hour or like 30 minutes past, you're like,
oh yeah, like after the x-ray, after the x-ray, because they were like this side, I'm like, you're breaking it more. Like
how much pain were you like on a scale 1 to 10?
Yeah, when
pain?
They say that too, I'm like, fucking 12. Ryan. Tell the other Ryans I
no,
need
no, I'm Dr. Ryan. This is Nurse Ryan.
Yeah, I was like bugging out. And then I finally leave. It's like dark out at that point, and I was like, Jesus Christ, I was having such a good day. I had my edible, I'm cruising along, and I just fucking ended everything. But I got out, and I got out.
Yeah.
Out of prison. And then Cosby. We the rest of the vacation, we were going to Joshua Tree and actually tripping.
Okay.
And then everyone was like, you sure you want to do this?
You've
like,
tripped enough.
And I'm like, yeah, they're like, you've had a many a trip. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm fine. Like, fuck it. And then when I was tripping, I was like, this is so weird. Like, I was like, what if I only did have one arm? Like, would you guys still talk to me? And they're like, we love you so much.
Why is Slater taking a rock and bashing it on her broken elbow?
You know, literally, like, just get it off. Just become Saw 7, like, going crazy.
I feel like this is something that would happen to me. I feel like you're probably the same way.
Okay.
Like something,
what?
Something would happen that would disrupt the entire trip for everybody. Yeah. It would totally be my fault.
Didn't we go over my broken ankle story?
Maybe. So, at football?
Yeah.
Yeah. Playing football. We went over it. Yeah. Yeah.
Same shit kind of happened. Like, so I was playing football. I got my ass fucking tackled by some dude who's fucking huge, and I double fractured my ankle. And at first, I was just like, I'm fine, whatever. They just rolled me off the field. I was like, just keep playing.
I'm fine.
They literally rolled me off the field, and they kept playing. And then, like, 20 minutes passes, I'm, like, starting to freak the fuck out.
Yeah. You're like, I'm going to pass out from pain.
Yeah.
I was like, tunnel vision.
Out. I was like, holy shit. And I was in seventh grade, and the funny thing is, like, my parents were just like, "Don't go, it's raining out, you're gonna get a cold." And I was like, "Shut up, mom."
Wear a jacket.
I was like, "Shut up, mom, I'm playing football with my friends because that's what cool kids do.
I'm not gonna get a cold, I'm gonna break my fucking ankle twice."
And the funny thing is, this happened like a couple weeks right before, like, we went on this like cruise, which was totally my
always the worst timing.
It was my birthday gift. Like, so the entire cruise, I was just in this green cast in a wheelchair, just wheeling around
like a carnival cruise, like a big
cruise? It was a big cruise.
I've never done one of those.
Yeah, I only
like
did it once.
Did you like it when you were handicapped?
I only did it everyone else liked it because we got to cut all the lines because of me.
That's actually pretty key.
Yeah, it was huge for
did
them.
You get a little handicap pass?
Yeah, I did it. I got it off. The thing is, like, the lines looked pretty brutal too. They looked like you had to wait on this like massive line just to get back on the boat or like leave the boat, and like we just always were able
because you were
it.
In a wheelchair. They let you pass. Mm-hmm.
And this, the whole weird. Trip was for me. Was my gift. Was my gift. It was
well,
my
you got
birthday.
To be
gift.
Extra special for it. It was,
everybody knew who
you
I
were. The
was.
Center of attention. That's for sure.
I was the kid. I was the kid in the wheelchair with the green cast wearing the rhinestone Ed Hardy shirt.
That's so on point.
Dog tag.
Of course, dog tag.
Wow. I never wore a dog tag. Overboard.
What the fuck do you think this is? You
never
think
wore
I wasn't
a dog
wearing
tag.
A rock?
I don't get why.
Well,
they...
you weren't cool in 2012.
I wasn't. I had the True Religion jeans. I had the Grail shirt. Didn't have the dog tag, though.
Yeah, the True Religion.
Oh, God.
I almost bought some Bapes, too.
Some Bapes?
Yeah.
Bapes or Soulja Boy?
Bapes?
Wow. Yeah, upstate New York has never heard of
the fuck
Bapes.
Fuck is Bapes?
Yeah.
You never Bapes?
I said Bapes. I'm like, wow, vaping at seventh grade?
Yeah.
Good for you.
In 2006.
No wonder your lungs
are shut. It was that Soulja Boy shit.
What is
the Bathing Bapes. Apes.
A Bathing Apes?
It was like the shoe shit.
It's a clothing brand, but they have like they look like Dunks, like what you're wearing, but they have like a very obnoxious.
Am I bathing right now?
No, I got me some bathing names. I got me some bathing names.
Wow, I didn't even know what they were saying.
Sorry.
Wow.
Watch me crank it, watch me roll. That's peak bar mitzvah era for me.
Peak
I was,
bar mitzvah.
I was Soulja Boy.
Oh
well,
my
not
God.
For you. No, not for
I
me.
Forgot.
That was nice for you.
You're both Jewish, right?
Shabbat Shalom, baby.
I don't know why I find that so funny. I just pictured both of your bar mitzvahs and I just die laughing.
Who was yours? Did
what
you
was
have
your,
one?
Do you have a song?
I definitely had one. He had a theme. I didn't have a theme.
He's like, I blacked out at my bar mitzvah. Yeah.
My theme was just fucking rage, you know?
So...
We went to like this random like club in Long Island, fucking rented that shit.
You
out.
Went to a club for
hell
yourself?
Yeah.
It's the hell most
yeah.
Yasko thing about
hell fucking
time.
Yeah.
We Yasko had bottle service at his table.
We threw the fuck down. His theme was roller coasters. My theme was my theme was getting bitches.
Wait, your theme was what now? Alex?
My theme was Mackin.
Mackin' bitches.
Well
were
girls
baping.
Were also Mackin' with dudes, you know, it was the equi Mac.
Okay. And I've never been to one.
And his was roller
coasters. You've never been to a bar mitzvah.
No,
his was
I don't have
coasters.
Any Jewish friends. And then I came down to Long Island.
There's no
I'm like,
Jewish
oh,
people
shit.
In Rochester.
It's cream of the crop. That's so crazy.
There's plenty in Buffalo, though. Jews love bars.
But
Jews,
there really are not that many people in Buffalo. Like, most Jews in Buffalo probably attended the school and were in my frat.
All my friends that went to Buffalo got hooked on bars and were Jewish and then went to rehab. That was my Buffalo story with my high school friends.
Oh,
I don't keep in touch with them anymore. They all went to Buffalo or Binghamton and got hooked on bars and then went to rehab.
Oh,
that
yeah,
sounds
no,
like very Buffalo. Yeah,
yeah the,
Buffalo
the,
and Binghamton.
The actual, do you know?
I actually almost didn't get my diploma from Buffalo because I didn't go to rehab.
Yeah, it was a prereq.
They're like, did you go to rehab?
Have you taken Rehab 101? No, I never did.
How many Xanaxes have you taken this year?
Did you know that the actual like graduation percentage of Buffalo when we went was like at 32%?
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
Buffalo's a good school, though.
No, it is for the people who are like sure. Not us. Like everyone did either go to rehab or drop out or like are still there on
so
their
they
ninth
grew
year.
Up.
Like,
they grew up. Yeah. Grow up.
They're like, I just need to get into the real world.
Because I feel like everybody who went to rehab now is like way more of an adult and got their shit together than people who didn't.
Yes.
You know
yeah.
Isn't
now,
that weird?
When you hit rock bottom at an early age, you're always trending up. When
it's
you
like
don't,
being...
Like, I've never really hit rock bottom, so I just keep downward trending.
And it's I'm, like yeah. Being 16 and pregnant. You have to grow up real quick.
I know.
You know?
And then,
so by the time you're 25, you're basically 40.
But then you're on Teen Mom and you're still making
yeah.
That money.
Yeah.
pretty much what we've gotten from this is being a burnout is long-term benefit.
Yeah. That's why I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should have done it. I'm just like slowly trending down forever, you know?
You're right though. I think about all the fucked up people in Buffalo and they're all like stable now.
They got their shit together.
At least they look like it.
Gimme names. They're stable. They're stable, but not the most successful. Like, my most successful friends are the people who weren't.
True.
Like,
yeah, yeah, of course. True. Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Well, so, that's a given.
Yeah, but the thing is, they get back. They get back to, like, the above.
Right.
Back to life.
Then they got finance jobs. They started doing a bunch of cocaine, and they almost went to rehab. But then they were smart enough to know, no.
Been there, done that.
They're way more dedicated now, because they have to, like, prove to everybody that they're not this fuck up. Right.
Yeah, they have something to prove
to somebody. Yeah,
nothing to lose.
I don't like have too much to prove.
No one cares about me.
Yeah, I'm just like, you said you started comedy. You're not famous yet. It's been like what, 6 years? What are you doing? You don't have a TV show.
I love when people ask too. They're like, "You still doing comedy?" And you're like, "Yeah." They're like, "Oh, I haven't seen you on Netflix special yet." Yeah. I'm like, "Oh, well, you know."
Well, it's been 3 years since I went on stage.
That'll take a while.
Yeah,
it's like a doctorate.
People really don't understand how long it takes.
I know.
This is a message directly for my family. You guys don't get how long it takes.
This is sponsored by Jack and Rose.
To be honest, I thought I would probably be an Oscar-winning actor by
Oscar?
Now.
Oscar? That was your bar, an Oscar?
Yeah. I was just like, I'm going to be so good at this that I'm going to somehow transition into acting, which is then going to turn me into an incredible actor.
You thought it was going to be Jonah Hill from Long Island.
I thought it would be, there's still a chance. Yeah, so I'm still hoping for it, but we'll see. I told all my friends 2 to 5. We're now rounding 5. I
told your friends 2 to 5 years. I didn't put any time.
It was a joke. It was kind of a joke.
I didn't put any time limits.
It was like
a joke about my joke career.
Yeah. I've been trying to tell people. It may never happen.
It was like my friends would Venmo request me for dinner. I'd be like, I got you in 2 to 5.
Dude, I'm going to take you out of my PJ for Thanksgiving. Like, don't worry about it. I got you.
I'll just like take you to the Oscars. I won't, like, maybe I won't win an Oscar, but I'll be there. I'll be there.
It's all IOUs.
Yeah, I'll be there.
There's people who are invited and they're like way in the back, but like I would take that.
Yeah, you'll get my red carpet guest pass and you'll come through with me.
Yeah. I actually went to college, my pledge mom, because I was an authority. It's the prize.
Well, we were all Greek lifers over here. Respect.
Her dad is like, I don't know, head or VP or something of Sony Pictures. Yeah, Molly everybody. Neuhauser.
Okay.
Now yeah. I'm dropping
we're
names.
Just fucking drop.
First and last.
Listeners of all days off, you know Molly.
No, she's the shit. Everyone knows Molly.
Yeah.
But her dad is like, whatever, a big wig at Sony. And she goes to the Oscars every year.
Yeah.
I'm like, you bitch. Then she posts shit on Facebook or whatever. And like, she's with Leonardo DiCaprio just chilling. And I'm like,
who?
What am I doing with my life? Who? You want to Leonardo DiCaprio? Butch
DiCaprio? Never heard of him.
That's what I realized too. Like, we come from an area where, like, you know, like Jews obviously run everything. Like, they run the industry.
The stereotypes exist for a reason, fellas. We do run everything.
Yeah.
We do run everything.
So it's just like,
Jews. I just didn't know it.
I do know of, or have one or two, like, people separated from like knowing people who are very important, but at the same time, it's like, what are they gonna do for me? Like, I need to meet people who are less important.
Yeah,
you know, you can't like meet the guy who runs the entire shit because like you're not Leo DiCaprio. You have to know the guy who runs the low shit.
Yeah.
So then they could put, you know what I mean?
That's if you wanted to be a lawyer, it'd be great to be Jewish. But like wanting to be a stand-up comedian, no one's going to hook you up.
You got to surround yourself with the people you want to become.
Like knowing,
so I'm fucked.
Why the fuck are we hanging out then? Jesus.
It's like knowing like Jerry Seinfeld's manager or Ray Romano's like agent isn't going to do a shit, right?
Really? I don't know.
No,
I feel like I would charm them. Because
it's too high up.
Charm them with my mouth.
I would charm them. Fuck them. It's too separated.
They'd be like,
you know
what? Let's give her a shot. Because right. I gave her one.
She's a sweet girl. Yeah. She's a sweet. She's got something.
She really can take it.
That butch has got something.
Butch.
Oh my God. Well, now I have two things on my to-do list. Or my fuck it list. Or my bucket list. I don't know which one. It's on some
Wait, what
list.
Are they?
Go to a bar mitzvah. Do you know any 15-year-olds? 13-year-olds? Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm very behind.
I know many.
I'm on a learning curve, okay? I'm trying. And then the other thing was, I don't know, I lost it. But it will go on that list
it
one
was
day. I'm surprised I haven't burnt more, to be honest. I've been like kind of containing myself a bit.
You could pretty much fill up a hot air balloon with the burping you were doing before the episode.
Should I? Because I feel like that's probably a World Guinness like record, and maybe that's what I can be known for since comedy isn't doing it for me.
Yeah.
Butch the Burper.
That, you know what? B squared. I fuck with that.
B squared.
Did you watch that?
Watch what you burping?
Now I'm just like, this is like a Pornhub search. Girl burps into balloon.
This is Brazilian burp porn.
There's definitely a market for that. There's a market for like feet. There's got to be a market for burps. Yeah. Anybody who knows anybody out there looking for burps?
I'm looking around like, yeah, there's definitely a market for burps. I got you.
Onlyfans.com. /butch burps.
Yes, butch burps.
That's what you
I'm
guys
starting an account tonight. I'm gonna black out. Butch is gonna open an account.
We'll just feed you a few more Tecates, and we can get like 30 hours of content for your OnlyFans.
That'll do it. Tecate. These are like all over. I was just in Costa Rica like a month ago.
Let's go travel a lot.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I didn't
money?
Break like, anything the there.
Can you believe like non-Jew here is the one traveling all over? Like, yeah, have you been to Tulum too? Like, Jesus Christ.
No, but I was supposed to. I canceled because I had to go to PT.
Oh.
They're like, if you go to Tulum, your elbow will never be the same. I'm like, I'll think about it.
Also, we don't know any comedy connects in Tulum. So like, what were you going to do there anyway? Right? Yeah, just go to the beach or something?
Yeah, it would have been such a waste of time. Yeah, so boring. Yeah, hate that place.
Yeah.
I've never been to Mexico.
Really?
I have. I got food poisoning the entire time. It was literally the worst vacation of my life.
Really?
Literally the worst vacation of my
life. Why?
I went to Puerto Vallarta for spring break, too. Also, not a great vacation.
Really? The sickest time I've ever had in my entire life.
Did you throw up there, too?
I mean, yeah, but it was like college spring break.
I threw up everywhere. Claiming my territory. Like,
wait, were you on... You didn't go to PV, right? Did you go to Cancun?
No, but dude, I feel like I did go because the... images, like the photos taken on that trip. You're talking about spring break, right?
Yeah,
in Buffalo.
Yeah.
I have in my phone, and I feel like they pop up in my time hop memories.
Really?
Like
why do you have them in your phone?
Because I'm in the group with all
okay
of you know
yeah
my friends. Okay. I won't name them. Okay. And there's one photo of one of my friends like literally straddling this like Rick Ross looking dude in the pool.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah, and every year it's like an anniversary, and I send it to her. And I'm like, hey, remember Rick? And she's literally like,
do I
stop? I'm like, I will print this and frame it, and it will be in our apartment.
She's married now.
Huh?
Is she like married now?
No. She's dating somebody.
Who is it? Now me and Slater went to college. Like, I really want to know now. It's okay. You don't have to tell it.
It's Emily.
We'll move over. Emily Vanny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shout out M's. How we live it.
Shout out M.M. Van Epps.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry. We have to talk about this. Okay, yes. So Pete Alonso is mid home run derby right
finals.
Now. We have it
finals.
In the back. Home
he's
run derby
down
final.
10 home runs with
the
35
goat Pete Alonso.
Ago.
He's a goddamn fucking dog. And now he's head bopping. He's in the zone right now. And then just pan out to an injury update from this little 12-year-old who's catching the fly balls from the home run derby. He's like getting two people to help him out. He's limping off the field like
We were literally just talking earlier. We were just talking earlier about like these guys are hitting lasers to the outfield. It's very hard to catch a fly ball. Like one of these kids is going to get hurt. Of course, it's like the chubbiest kid on the field who's getting carted off right now.
Dude, I thought it was... We were just like pointed over, like we were just looking at it, and like you just see this kid limping off, like off the field and stuff. Like,
who's pitching?
Joust.
He just hit him. Like, are you fucking kidding me? He just fucking hit him. Come on, Dave. He's gonna lose now.
Oh, they have them all out there?
Yeah, they have a bunch of little kids. And one of them just like,
they're trying to eliminate people. Like, that's parents who hate their kids, and they're like, I hope it fucking hits you in the head. Simon Birch, let's go.
You're not going to sleepaway camp. I'm putting you in the outfit of the home run derby. I'll be take a laser.
He
I know.
Lost.
No, he gets a 30-second bonus. He's,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he's so money.
He's only got 16. The other dude had 30.
Oh, that was huge right there.
He missed it,
I know. That was a big one, though. But he's got 30 seconds to hit 5 to tie.
Hell yeah.
We were saying we're not going to look at the TV during this episode.
How are we supposed to not look at the TV
the
during the home run derby?
The child that was dying on the field.
The 12-year-old is getting an injury update. We're going to have like Schefter reports from that shit.
Speaking of injury updates, did you catch the McGregor fight?
I did catch it, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you mean the little push and break the ankle?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like,
he killed himself.
I know, like...
It was so upsetting.
He was getting his ass beat.
We'll talk about fights we've been in. I've never been in like a fight that I consented to. But like this guy's like one of the best fighters.
Do you normally give consent before a fight?
Yeah.
Let me sign. Well, okay, now let's go.
Like, are we going?
It's like the old timey consent to punch you in the face?
Like, yeah, go for it.
Why I oughta.
With your weak ass elbow, yeah, you could punch me in the face.
So there's all bark. All bark, no bite. Yeah, that's true. You're not a lefty. Well, you could put the rings on the other hand and fuck some people up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have gotten punched in the face maybe 3 or 4 times, yeah. Thrown 0 punches to the face by anybody else. I've That's never gone. Thrown a single punch. It's gone.
It's gone. Why did you get punched?
All by accident.
Really?
Yep.
Or so something. You didn't even, I was going to say, I can't see you instigating a fight.
He's going to fucking win it again.
Peter.
So pretty much 4 in a row. It's over. Three more.
What? No.
3 more. It's all he needs. That's another one.
The other guy got 31, I thought.
No, 22.
No, that's I know. 22. The other
that's
dude.
That's enough. Oh,
you think he's
going to
get
high.
10 more in 30 Look, seconds?
He's got, that's it. It's over.
He won.
It's over.
Did the other guy not get 31?
Pete,
he's not,
let's
he's
go,
not
baby. Pete, baby. Let's go, Pete.
He's a dog.
Fucking homie. Let's
he's
go.
He's a dog. Dave,
I met him.
Jazz just jizzed his pants.
No, he's fucking throwing a, he threw a hell of a game. Well, honestly, for a pitcher, the worst game of his life probably, but.
Dude, I don't know, who's the last one? I don't think anyone's gone back-to-back in a derby in a long time.
Yeah. So besides Pete being the fucking goat, what a dog. Goat. Let's go Mets. They're the best team in New York,
they
best baseball team
that.
Ever.
Wow, fair we're weather. All Mets fans.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So yeah, I have gotten punched in the face probably 3 times. Never punched
anybody. I'm getting texts from everybody.
Never even threw a punch.
Why'd you get punched
first
in the
time
face?
I got punched in the face... These two girls fought.
I was hoping you would be. I got punched in the face.
Nah. These two girls. It was in high school. These two girls got in a fight and they fought. And then we went. We were at this party, and I didn't see the fight. So my friend was reenacting the fight. He was like, "Yo!" And then this girl did this. And then my friend. It was dark, and my friend just winded up and threw a punch, and
it
ended
dark.
Up hitting me.
It was friendly fire.
In the face.
Oh my
friendly
god!
Friendly fire,
brutal.
Straight in the face.
I would rather get punched in the face by a girl than my boy.
Yeah.
It was my boy. He just like threw a. He's like, "Yo!" And this girl is a boom, and he just clocked me in the face by accident because it was dark or whatever. And I was just like, "What the fuck?" He's like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." So that's my first getting clocked in the face story. My second getting clocked in the face story is I was at a bar once. I was at this bar.
Only
this
one
only,
time.
One
this
single
is in
time.
Buffalo?
No, this is actually
like Buffalo's a prime spot to get punched.
This
in the
was
face.
In New York City. I was actually underage. So other questions might arise after, but I was underage. And this was in New York City. And we were at this bar. And these kids threw a drink at me and my friends. So my friends wanted to beat the shit out of them.
So you got punched.
So, yeah. So my friends wanted to beat the shit out of them. And these bouncers are holding us back. And my friends would not let it back. And one of my friends was like being like super aggressive. And the bouncer tried pushing my friend. And he misses my friend and just. Ducks me in the face, and I start
you have
bleeding.
From a bouncer,
I started bleeding.
A bouncer,
big ass steer, big ass fucking. No, this is not in Buffalo. This is in New York City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, big ass fucking bouncer. He just misses my friend and just fucking clocks me.
Was he like shouldn't have been standing there? Shouldn't have been standing.
No,
there.
He felt really bad, and I was bleeding everywhere. And like my friends were just like, yeah, I was bleeding everywhere. I was bleeding everywhere.
I want a free drink.
I was bleeding everywhere.
Dude, you want to come back inside? You can come back inside. No cover charge.
I was bleeding fucking everywhere. And like, my friends were like, why didn't you like do anything? Why didn't you sue? I'm like, I'm like 19. You know? I can't just be like, I'm not even legally allowed to be in here.
I'm sure all your Jewish friends are like, dude, don't you know a lawyer that can like sue this guy for everything he's worth?
Yeah. So that was the second time. I think there might have been a third other very specific time, but there's another time that I'm going to bring up anyway. Some kid just like showed up at a bar, also in New York City, extremely blackout.
And you're like, reason, who do you know here?
For some reason, he was pulling my friend Zach Siegmund. He was pulling his hair. He's pulling my friend Zach Siegmund's hair, and he kept pulling his hair. So I was just like, what the hell is this kid doing?
He's got good hair.
He does have good hair. But like, not like, you know, I don't see good hair. I'm like,
not
oh, let me just
hair,
fucking
like,
pull.
Yeah, it's nice.
So he's like,
you also don't pull a dude's hair. That's not like a move.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. That's like, that's.
This kid was. Like, this kid
the Bruce
was,
and Ronnie show. Why do we keep saying Bruce? It's fucking Butch.
It's Butch and Ronnie. Ronnie and Butch.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
So he was pulling my friend's hair, and I was just like...
It started getting
like,
really
the funniest setup to a fight story of all time.
It started getting really heated. Yeah. So, and then he kind of liked
I
it.
Start fucking
no touching of the hair or face.
So I take this guy. I'm just like pushing all him off. All
right, everybody, another round.
It's time. So So I start pushing him off, my friend. I start like pushing him off, like trying to separate it. And then out of nowhere, I think somebody, just, I think, I don't know if it was him or someone else, just takes a bottle and fucking clocks me.
A bottle?
You took a fucking bottle of the eye?
It wasn't like a fucking, it was just like probably like a,
let me
I don't
see
even,
what I can grab.
It was a mid.
Let me grab this bottle of tequila.
No, it was a mid-speed bottle hit to the face. I had a black eye for about like a month or
but
so.
The glass
a month?
I was bleeding. I have pictures of it. And then I went to Lava the next day with a bloody blacked out eye. Hell yeah, I fucking raged.
Talked to two girls. They both had boyfriends.
I did. You fucked that night?
Ooh.
Like, oh my God.
Should I give you a black eye? Maybe you'll get laid.
The black eye gave me a really badass look. I swear to God, it gave me a real badass
Better
look.
Better than the beard
the
that you're rocking?
Black eye gave you a bad look for having...
No, badass look.
Black eye. Oh, okay.
Badass look.
Yeah, like you badass butch look. Walk into that lesbian bar with your scar.
What? I had like a little, I had a little butterfly band-aid
stitches?
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't get stitches. I probably should have, but I didn't get stitches.
But you wore the butterfly stitches.
And then I went to fucking Lava.
Oh my God. I feel like you just put your face in situations where punches are happening.
That is never the case. I just randomly get punched in the face.
Oh, was someone throwing a punch?
Yeah.
So I guess, sorry to interrupt. I know there's punches about to be thrown. I'm here.
I had a horrible set. I just started diving into punches.
Oh my God. I don't think I've ever gotten punched in the face.
I've never punched anybody in the face.
I've never punched anyone in the face either. I feel like I've slapped some people, but I don't remember.
You have a slapping.
I went to like, punch somebody one time and just like. I was like about to throw. I was like, "This isn't me," and then I just like held up last minute and just like, dodged him.
Oh my God!
But I've never been in a fight. But similar to Corey, I've been fought, but I've never been in a fight.
You guys are just like targeted.
Well, it was in college. I was blackout Ronnie. I was doing my thing. You know, it was at like a crowded like club party situation, and this huge like 300-pound like ripped dude bumped me, and I was drunk and I thought I was like a tough guy, so I like kind of elbowed him, and then he just started pounding on my face, and that was the end of the night. I'm bleeding from the forehead. I like couldn't go to this was like welcome week, like the whatever, I don't know what you guys call it in Buffalo, like blackout bar week. I don't know what you guys
first
call.
Blackout of the year.
Yeah, take a bunch of Xan next week. I don't know what you call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, yeah. They did do that.
Bar
they
juice would, week at Buffalo,
dude. They would literally have like, you know, like the garbage cans of like drinks.
Yeah, the jungle juice. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like they would be like, all right, one of these three has a bunch of Xanax in it.
So fucking.
And I'm like, I will take my chances.
This is how I die.
I'm gonna roofie myself.
Butch is getting fucked.
And then I'd wake up and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh my God.
I'd wake up at Niagara Falls just like, what?
College, Niagara Falls was a great time.
We've said this before. Being in a fraternity in college is like you are one bad decision away from a life-altering
literally
event.
Dying.
Yeah.
All throughout college.
I think
either walking home alone and dying or getting in a fight and getting knocked
about
out.
That, dude.
And,
so,
yeah.
Also, so do you know how I said recently I've said like my frat was, even though like we were all like scumbag dirtbags or whatever.
Scumbag dirtbags.
Cool scumbag dirtbags.
We were very on top of anybody getting like really drunk or really fucked up or anything like that. Like the second anything
well, you guys happened, like you're not fucked up enough, dude.
No, the second we saw somebody that might have like been like too much, we sent them immediately to the hospital because we were just like, we already have too many feds on our back right now from this. And now we're talking to Slater right now, who is also a part of, allegedly, an off-campus sorority. So, like, were you guys also kind of worried about getting in trouble?
Well, we were already in trouble. Like, when I joined, we were off-campus. So, like, we were technically a gang. And being a gang in Buffalo, you got to live up to the name.
Yeah. You really got to.
We Delta was just, like, fucking... We were the Delta variant of our time.
They were fucking like, fun. They were fun. We loved hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
You guys
were
a fun time.
We were... I just saw... I don't know if you saw, but someone put on their... some like Buffalo fucking Barstool stories shit. And they were like, what's a red flag? And it was like, if you're in Delta, Delta.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I literally saw that story today.
And I was like, you motherfuckers. True.
True.
Like,
huge red flag.
I won't lie.
I feel that.
It's so bad.
I feel
but
that.
But we were fucking fun, dude.
Yeah,
we,
you guys were a good time.
Yeah.
You guys were fun. Did you guys like us? Were we fun?
Yeah, we liked you guys.
Hell
you guys
were
cool.
We were fun.
Yeah, we stuck around.
Hell yeah. We had a good ass time.
Yo, I look back on those fucking years and I'm like, what like possessed all of us to like just go as hard as we did, number one, but two, like try to dress up as much as we did, like girl wise. Like we would wear like heels and like dresses and like no jacket, obviously, because like you're gonna lose it upon arrival.
Of course.
And just go out in like fucking -5 degrees.
It was ridiculous.
And walk
the stuff we did.
5 blocks to go fucking see people like you.
Yeah. See people like just like fucking Corey.
No wonder we wanted Xanax. Yeah. Like we're just like, fuck. These guys. No, but you guys are cool. We liked you guys.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It was crazy. I do look back on the stuff. I mean, when you're young, you just do all this stupid shit, and like Alex was saying before, like we don't realize you're every single night that you go out and you're doing this stuff, you are like one bad decision away from like pretty much just fucking dying.
The scary part is I didn't realize that until after college.
Yeah, I know. That's the really scary part. When you're in it, my dad came to visit one time, and he's a fucking G. He came to visit. We had our house 85 on the corner, so it was like 8 bitches and this huge Jeffrey Dahmer? Jeffrey Dahmer's house.
You went to Buffalo? Wow, famous alum.
And then we lived in
his
house.
I know the house we're talking about. Pound.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
But we would, like, my dad came up there and he was, I mean, he got a hotel room. He wasn't staying at a resort.
Yeah, literally.
But he came out and, like, I brought him to a fucking mixer, like a themed mixer, and I thought that would be chill, and it was like a Hawaiian theme mixer. So it's like all these like girls, mostly like, underage, in bikinis, wasted. Everyone's just like half naked, and my dad's like, I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, of course not.
I'm like, why not, Dad? Just do a keg stand.
Wait, which frat? Was this mine?
Yeah,
that sounded like my frat.
You met my
dad. Oh my god, I threw that party. She was a senior while I was a sophomore, so I ran the shit. Then
you're probably who's this fucking
that
dad here? Right?
I got the tiki torches.
So
yo,
fun.
That was all me.
Was
all
like of this.
I threw that banger by myself.
Yeah, there was a couple of fucking.
Look at you now.
I'm a fucking.
I loved it. My dad probably loved it too much. That's why I had to leave.
This is why I think people hate having daughters, because like I just that's gonna be my daughter at a frat party.
I know he's like
hula.
He's like, I know this is happening, but I don't want to see it.
Exactly. My parents want to see that.
My
shit.
Parents had so much anxiety with me in college, also, and I was just like, Dad, you gotta be cooler. Like this is what people do.
It's
just
your fault.
Just be cooler, okay? And like now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh my god,
train wreck.
The stuff that I know now, I'm just like. My kids are not going to college.
I'm glad my parents.
Dude, I graduated hungover as fuck, and my family was like, "You're a disgrace." I'm like,
I was literally blackout at my graduation.
Yeah. I did it.
I graduated, and they're like, "It took you 5 years."
Yeah, what am I talking to? Jesus.
Hell yeah! Oh, look at you. Four years. Look at you. Fuck yeah.
The way it was meant to be.
Whatever.
We had a degree.
The fifth year was so brutal.
My parents came during a Michigan football game one year. It was like a tailgate, and it was parents weekend. A bunch of parents were doing. Like, did your dad do a keg stand?
I think he did one upon arrival.
Just so we could see under one of the girls' skirts.
19-year-olds and was like, I need to leave before I get arrested.
But my parents like saw other parents doing keg stands, and my dad like pulled me aside. He's like, Alex, I will never be that parent. I was like, good, because I'm going to need a ride to the hospital in a few minutes because I'm really fucked up.
The ambulance surprisingly costs a lot.
Yeah.
It does cost way too much. That's why you Ubered to the hospital instead of kicking an ambush and you broke your elbow.
Yeah.
Yep.
I literally did.
Uber is probably still like $1 trillion.
Uber Lance? No, it actually wasn't bad, but it was funny because I was with Missy. And she's like looking.
Don't
up,
only
like,
name drop
like,
my name.
Yeah.
Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott.
This episode better blow up at Buff You or
I
else.
I know.
Buff You.
UB,
actually.
She was like searching on her phone for like the best hospitals in the area. I'm like, I don't need the best hospital for this. I just need any fucking place that's going to give me 7 Ryans on shift. I'll be
you're
fine.
You're in LA. You're not in fucking like Tijuana or some shit. Just like go
but
to
then
a
I
hospital.
Actually ended up being at like the student hospitals.
So. Ugh. Oh, we're practicing
that's
this
why
stuff.
They just were like, you know what? Let's wrap this Olecranon up and send you on your way.
Your knee's broken. It's my elbow that hurts. Well, your knee's
fucked
up,
too. Here's some crutches.
Sorry, I didn't pass this class.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Well, this turned into a... we are drinking. And yeah. so that makes sense. But it turned into a like a college party
kind
of discussion.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, we're just reliving
would
all of our college
nightmares.
Would
you expect to have a super boring time here at All Days Off?
Yeah, I thought I was going to be out within 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, we're here. We're throwing down.
You guys
are having
roofing
a party.
Me, right?
Yep. Guys, you thank you so much.
Still
for
got
listening.
It.
And she was never seen again.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Tune in, rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends, all the above, blah, 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 blah. You guys are the best. Thank you guys for keep listening. We love you guys. And we are out. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.